Have you ever had a vision you just had to fulfill? Well, that's exactly what happened with Dr. Joanne Cornwell. That vision was Sister Locks. Following her vision led to the creation of a natural hair management system that thousands of women could wear with pride and dignity. Join us as we take you to some familiar places and those that might surprise you. The Sister Locks podcast is where the story of your journey is told. Sponsored in part by Niche Agency. Afrocentric branding at yourniche.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome again to the Sister Locks podcast. I am your co-host, Cassandra Lawson. I am here with the beautiful Dr. Joanne Cornwell, the founder and creator of Sister Locks. She's giggling over here. She is fabulous.
I don't get called beautiful anywhere else but sitting here next to you, so well, thank you. It's a great
ego boost. I call it like
boost.
I see it. All right. Today, our topic is going to be surviving hair loss. And, you know, this is just something we know I have a passion for it. And I can't wait to share this information with our listeners. It's going to get a lot of attention.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many women and men who feel like they're out there suffering on this issue alone. It's just something we don't talk about, Cassandra.
Yeah, it's very important. We're not prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And we are going to take up this topic when we come back. Don't go away.
Naturalistas, get the fullness of freedom with Sister Locks, your premier textured hair locking technique. Like hair, we've grown, celebrating 25 years of stylish versatility that makes natural living easy in a community of like minds. Let's share the Sister Locks lifestyle on our 2018 Freedom Tours coming to a city near you. So, feel the confidence of your kink when you come home to Sister Locks at sisterlocks.com.
Welcome back, and thanks again for joining us. Dr. C, when did Sister Locks started paying attention to the issue of hair loss?
Not that long ago, I have to say. When Sister Locks started out, hair loss was not on the radar at all. I think I've mentioned at other times in other places that, you know, I had the very naive attitude that natural hair meant all the problems in the world were going to be solved. And so it took quite, I would say, decades, you know, at least a decade before we started to see, we see mostly women with Sister Locks for a very long time and women maturing through the life stages and noticing that there was like a trend. Mm-hmm. And that it wasn't unusual for our clients to start reporting thinning. It could just be overall thinning, or it could be related to some kind of an episode. And so gradually we became more and more aware of the fact that hair thinning issues, hair loss issues were a real thing. And that there was like a discipline called trichology that specifically addressed that. And so we got more curious and, you know, just more involved with people who were experts in that area to get to where we are now, where we actually offer a certification, not in trichology, but as a trichology analyst, which means we partner with trichologists in order to help our clients address and resolve their hair loss issues.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit of information about that certification program?
Yes. You know, Sister Locks, we're really big on certification. We don't believe that other agencies that don't know anything about our African textured hair, and especially not in its natural state, we don't recognize their authority to regulate what we do and to set the standards by which we operate and the priorities that we use to address the issues of our clients. So we have our own certification array of certification opportunities. And as we learn more and more about hair loss as a real thing in our communities and in the natural hair community specifically, we thought it made sense to develop a certification path that would equip our professionals with what they needed to really feel like they were addressing the concerns of their clients. There's nothing worse than having your clients come to you and reporting something, and all you can do is kind of pat them on the back and send them to, let's say, a dermatologist. And you know very well that the first time a dermatologist is going to see locks in somebody's hair, they're going to say, oh, well, you need to take those things out. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times that I've had that reported to me, that people just are forced to seek advice from a group of people who just don't understand what they're looking at when they see locks. They don't understand the procedure to know in a real way what that does or doesn't do to the scalp, how that might affect things like dandruff and alopecia and all of that. So we get a lot of knee-jerk reactions from dermatologists who will see locks particularly and just assume without any examination that this is what's wrong with the hair.
Okay.
They also assume that locks are like, maybe they know a little bit about braided extensions and they know that there's traction alopecia that's associated with improper installation and removal of braided extensions, but they don't know the difference between what suture locks is and what braided extensions are, the procedure, the process, or anything. So people who have to go to dermatologists and that's their only choice, I can assume that more often than not, they're not getting, you know, really good advice about what to do with their hair. So we wanted to create a certification pathway that is going to equip our certified consultants with additional background information, a vocabulary, a systemized way to approach this whole question of hair loss, and resources in a real specialized way. And by that, I mean partnering with a trained trichologist so that even if the consultant themselves is not a trichologist, they can bring that expertise and make it available to their clients. So it's really, you know, like all of our certifications, it's designed to improve natural hair care on all levels. And this is specifically focused on hair loss. So we're really proud of the Trichology Analyst certification that we now offer. It's in its infancy, and we know we have a long way to go, but, you know, the first step is having that intention, and we fully intend to provide a far-reaching range of services to our clients.
Yeah. Now, what made you want to go down that road?
You know, I think just as with any serious Sister Locks consultant, just really having compassion for people who are dealing with issues that nobody has bothered to research. I have to apologize sometimes to people who don't know me. I am really a hair bandit. You know, I don't care what somebody tells me is supposed to happen. If it doesn't make sense to me, then I'm going to keep at it until it does make sense to me. So when I have clients who are starting to, you know, get that feeling of self-consciousness, I've known them for years and they're, you know, evolving into who they really are and enjoying life being natural. And then they're faced with this additional challenge of having to figure out what to do about having less and less hair. Their sister locks are getting thinner and thinner, you know, starting to ask questions about styling choices. You know, what can I do? What can I do? Because as I know you know, Cassandra, as a sister locks consultant, you're not just a hairdresser. You're a confidant and an advisor and a sister friend. And so they quite naturally bring their frustrations to you. And just not, as a professional, just not being able to offer them anything except sending them to other branches of care that have never been focused on our demographic, mm-hmm. African-American women, and especially not natural hair. So, you know, it comes out of that same energy that propelled me into, you know, trying to figure out Sister Locks in the first place. You know, it's something that we don't have answers for. It's like the elephant in the room. You know, we all have this hair, and who's helping us understand how to be fabulous with it, you know, without having to imitate somebody else's reality? In the same way, we all have the potential for this crisis of hair loss as we mature through our life stages. And I just didn't see anybody jumping on that. And then when I got outside of natural hair care and started meeting people who were in that field, several trichologists, and especially eventually pairing up with Cheryl Morrow, I thought, this is such a natural. You know, she on her end is very, very passionate about that. She has the tools. I have, you know, a network of thousands and thousands of women who are just dying to hear from professionals like her. So I think it was like a match made in heaven.
I agree. I'm excited about getting certified myself.
Wonderful.
Can you tell us, what can people expect from the Trichology Analyst Certification?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because it's a question in everybody's mind. I have to say that as brand new for us, it is not going to be the answer of all answers for everybody. But it's our best effort to get to the bottom of hair loss issues, and to provide clients with absolutely the best therapies possible, but also to share with everyone as we go along new developments and new approaches that we may not have today, but that we, you know, may develop for the future.
Okay. Dr. C, are you suffering from any form of hair loss?
Not in any real way, Cassandra. I have experienced like itching in the crown area of my head, but I have the advantage of being in contact with top-notch trichologists, so I kind of get the best, you know, exposure to therapies possible. Specifically, Cheryl Morrow is our trichologist partner, and she also runs a product manufacturing company called California Curl, and they provide us with elements for our product line, which we're expanding to include products for treatment of hair loss. Right now, these products are available through the Trichology Analysts only, but in the future, they will be available to everybody, so that when you start experiencing those early signs like itching, like sensitivity in various areas, like something, the surface of your scalp, let's say, looking different to you, mm-hmm. Then you'll have some specific products and procedures to follow. You know, I really am excited about this conversation, because we get to talk to someone who has not only been challenged with hair loss issues, but also has taken the Trichology Analyst certification. This is Ms. Natasha Augustine. She's a certified consultant out of Oswego, Illinois. And she just took that Trichology Analyst, and I'm anxious to hear what she's doing with that, or starting to do with that, now that she's out in the world. But most important, Natasha calls herself a hair loss survivor.
I like that.
And so, Natasha, are you there?
I am there. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Natasha.
We're so glad you could join us today. Thank you for being online with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Natasha, my first question for you is, when did you first notice that you were having some hair loss issues?
I've had like a dime size in the top of my hair, and it seems like it kept growing and growing and growing to the point that I was concerned. I went to see a dermatologist, and the dermatologist and IMD suggested that I do a biopsy. If I'm doing the biopsy of my scalp, that we discovered that I have alopecia areata. Mm-hmm. And so the more stressed I am, it seems like I lose more hair. So trying to find ways to balance my stress and also to keep my scalp healthy.
So Natasha, when you experience that expansion, and then when your stress goes away, does it fill in? Does it go and come? Or is it just the rate of the expansion?
I think it's just the rate of my expansion. Mm-hmm. Because other women in my family, when they lose their hair, it doesn't come back. And mm-hmm. I'm seeing part of it with the way my hair is. But I have a lot of density in my hair, so I'm able to do a lot of camouflaging. Uh-huh. But in the same token, I would like to have my hair back as close as possible to its original state.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How has having sister locks affected your hair loss experience, Natasha?
Sister lock has really taught me to embrace my natural hair in its natural state. I've never loved like my natural hair until I had sister lock. And the minute I had sister lock, my hands was all forever in my hair. I'm always on the website learning new things. And now we're doing this trichology analyst thing. I'm learning how to better, you know, take care of this, like, its total body. I'm learning, you know, doing research on how to, you know, to make sure that I'm drinking alkaline water. So it's teaching me to be in a more holistic approach that I'm doing, mm-hmm. making sure that I'm drinking enough water, taking all my vitamins, and so on.
So that trichology analyst training is helping you on a day-to-day practical level.
Yes, I've been using my acupuncture brush in my hair. Mm. I would like to do it more often, but my schedule keeps me super healthy. But I'm busy, but in the same token, I'm able to do it at least once a week.
Oh, that's fabulous. And the good thing about your approach, kind of like using yourself as a guinea pig, is that as you get clients who come to you for hair loss therapies, you'll have some direct experience with the remedies and,
exactly.
and therapies that we have in place. So that's going to be a boost. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what advice would you have for men and women who are experiencing hair loss for themselves?
I would really suggest that they, you know, they see a doctor if they have sister lock. I would say find a certified sister life consultant that's also a trichology analyst because they're able to give you an in-depth evaluation. We also take care of a trichologist that Sister Locke has in place, Dr. Morrow. I've met her. She's really, 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 really nice.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
To go to the in-depth search to really understand the cause of hair loss. And I think once we understand that, we're able to accept it a little better. Mm-hmm. Not every hair loss means your hair won't come back, but you'll be able to understand the roots of it.
You know, some people get kind of feeling kind of hopeless and think, well, if my hair is falling out, why should I bother to do anything about it? I mean, isn't it about preserving whatever state of health that you have on your hair and scalp? You know, you may have some degree of hair loss or even, you know, more hair loss, but don't you want to preserve the health of what you have at whatever level you have? Is that your attitude?
Yes, definitely, because going through the trichology analyst training, I've learned so much, you know, the proper pH of your hair, using the right product. A lot of time I know with the African American, we like to put grease in our hair. Mm-hmm. We learned that my hair produces its own natural oil, that mm-hmm. I don't need to put all that stuff in my hair a lot of time. Now I'm able, I'm sensitive, but the minute I put something in my hair, any product, I know right away, where before I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really teaches me to listen, you know, to listen to how my body reacts to certain things.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking now about when you were out here in San Diego and, you know, we had a chance to spend some time together and you were saying, I want to be the poster child for hair loss for sister locks. Do you remember that, Natasha?
I do remember. I want a poster of me in the lobby. Yes.
And what would it say at the bottom of that poster?
I am a alopecia survivor. But in the same, the reason I say this because I truly, you know, because a lot of times people tell you they have alopecia, but then they won't. When you ask questions, mm-hmm. they don't show you. For me, I mean, complete stranger that does not have sister like ask me. I said I struggle with alopecia, mm-hmm. and you know, I'll sit down and show them. It's really taking the time to show people that you know you could look at the spot where I have the alopecia. You can touch it if you want to, so you can start to notice it in your hair if it's the type of alopecia that you have. But when I said I want to be the poster child, I'm comfortable with having my picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Even with, you know, showing my alopecia, the part that, you know, the part of my alopecia with it before and after. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It you know, and I can't imagine how kind of uplifting that would be to somebody to see someone who's
yeah.
unafraid, you know, unselfconscious,
yes.
and just saying, you know, here it is, you know, because people yes. tend to feel like they're alone out there. you know.
No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah. So what, you know, because we get questions and things like that from clients and consultants and that. And so just to kind of communicate a couple of those to you, you know, a lot of people are wondering if you have any tips for camouflaging, if you have like bald spots or thin areas. How easy is that to do for you, or how easy is that to do for Sister Locks? And do you have any tips for people as to how to do that?
Yeah, to what I've been doing is moving my hair to one side, mm-hmm. because my alopecia is somewhat in the middle of my hair, camouflaging it that way. Sometimes putting it in a ponytail and doing bento knots with my hair for the day, and then letting it loose and then pinning it.
There you go. Yeah.
And I've been using some of those Dr. Wandy's, Mandy's rubber loft as well in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
That helps as well.
And, you know, Natasha, another thing, we touched on this a little bit, but how do you keep such high self-esteem about yourself? Do you do meditation? You know, do you have like a focus group, or are you just naturally, I don't know.
Confident.
Confident, yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, being from the Caribbean, my father was like, tell it how it is. Mm. So that kind of helped me to have a tough skin. Although he would tell me something, he didn't sugarcoat it. I knew it came from a place of love. So yeah. I've always been able to accept other people's criticism. But in the same token, I do my own, you know, meditation. You know, for me, the way I relax is I run. I sign up, I do long distance races. When I'm running, my mind is blank. It's just me.
Oh, wow.
I'm able to focus on whatever that I need to do. So that's why I keep myself centered.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. Well, you're definitely a great example for others, and just really want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Natasha, we just want to salute you and all of the positive things that you're doing, for your strength, for your candor, and the truth that you're living in. I think that is amazing. And I'm going to start calling myself a hair loss survivor, too. And so you are my new role model. Thank you for that. And just thank you for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much.
No problem. Natasha. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I would like to thank our guest today, Natasha Augustine, for joining us by phone. She shared her experiences with us and her spirit and her joy, and I just think it's amazing. She really impressed to me that, you know, having a positive attitude and really being a spokesperson for yourself is very important.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so we just like to thank everyone for coming. Check us out at sisterlocks.com and also on Facebook and Instagram. You guys have a wonderful day. See you next time.
Bye-bye.